My sweet friends, welcome to the Lives of Courage podcast with me, Jessica Stong, where we explore really the essence of resilience and grace. Today, we are diving into the transformative power of courageous self-love and self-acceptance. I think in a world obsessed with external achievements, the revolution to turn inward and accept our most authentic selves is an act of defiance. It's an act of liberation. And I really believe that this is one of the most important things we can do. And we're going to get to this, this idea of loving your neighbor as yourself. Well, you first have to love yourself, and we're going to talk about why that matters. We're going to examine why self-compassion is crucial or critical for this connection and personal growth, and how, you know, when we are talking about the love of self, I am putting this into the context as a form of connection. So if you've heard me talk about the cycle of courage, you know that there are three types of connection, one of the four C's of courage. And connection looks like connection to self, love of self, connection to others, love of others, and connection to higher power. That's God. We talk about that often on this podcast, but I am a spiritual director. So of course you're going to get some of that, but we're very open to your, where you are in your journey and what it looks like for you in all of these areas, because I know it changes over time. It changes situationally. It changes, you know, where we are and what we are doing at moment. So before we get started talking about self-love, courageous self-love, I want you to just a moment and reflect on your own levels of connection. So I want you to think about, on a scale of 1 to 10, how connected do you feel to yourself? So how much, and 1 being low, 10 being super high. So how connected do you feel? How much self-love do you have for yourself? How connected, then on the same scale, how connected do you feel to others? How much love do you have for others? And you can define who those others are and do that same scale for each of them. I just do a general scale, depending on how I'm feeling in that moment. And then I do the same scale, 1 to 10. How connected do you feel to like a spiritual connection? And then you can define that for yourself. I'm not here to define that for you, but I think it's interesting to see what people, you know, come up with and how they contextualize this process. And I want you to think about why you've assigned these ratings to each area of your life. And so at the end of this series on really courageous self, courageous connection. So it's going to be courageous self connection, self love, courageous connection to others, social connection, and then courageous connection to God. I want you to think about how these might change, or really any progress you've made as we explore new narratives about connections together. So we're going to get, of course, we're going to explore narratives in this work. So I want to first talk about how we understand courageous self-love and self-connection, because it's hard. Self-love challenges society's narrow, very narrow definitions of worth, urging us to embrace our true selves. I remember when I read Gloria Steinem's Revolution from Within and the impact it had on me in college. I just remember thinking, like, this is revolutionary, yes, but it's also courageous. This is, and that's when I really started exploring this courageous, this rabbit hole down courage, and really just acknowledging who we are with our imperfections, our flaws, with our brokenness, and still believe in our inherent value. It's not what I do that is of value. It is just by being who I am. And so we're listening to our inner voices. We're honoring our needs. We're respecting our own boundaries. And this work influences our thoughts, our emotions, how we interact, how we behave in the world, leading to more compassion. I mean, think of what we get as a result of this work. And you just heard me walk through the TEAR process that I teach from cognitive behavioral therapy. Our thoughts impact our emotions impact our thoughts, which impact what the actions, our behaviors, and the results we get from this work. But I believe not only does this change us fundamentally, it changes our world. It changes our society that we are more compassionate, more loving, more of what we are called to be in this world. So we're going to discuss today. I'm going to try to keep it at self-love, self-connection, which empowers us to break free from limiting beliefs and to really embrace who we are in all its forms. So we all have failure. We all with feeling inadequate or good enough. And really, that is our growth opportunity, each of us. I believe fundamentally the root thought is I am not enough. And that might look differently for each person, but that I am not enough show up in every person's life. And especially, and someone was like, not narcissists, especially a narcissist, whether they are willing, whether it's unconscious, or whether they're willing to confront it. And so the courageous act here, in when we are talking about self-love and self-connection, is really to address how that shows up in our lives. Ooh, and you know, I love to talk about self-acceptance. I am deeply, the work that I do is deeply informed by acceptance and commitment therapy, which we're going to get into. But I want you to first imagine a mirror, not reflecting your exterior qualities. Like, you're not going to look at this mirror and see, you know, what I always see, my double chin, right? Or like the things that I don't really love. But this mirror is revealing your inner self, your inner complexities, what you are versus what you look like. And this mirror of self-acceptance challenges us to embrace our whole selves, recognizing our worth is constant and unshakable. I am loved not for what I do, but for who I am. And that is worth is unshakable at its core. And accepting ourselves in this way fosters, yes, deep-seated peace, but more than that, it allows us to be comfortable in our own skin. It allows us authenticity in relationships, the courage to pursue our purpose, as we talked about last week. It allows all of that work because we are saying, this is who I am. I will not apologize. I will not pretend. And yes, in some ways, I wear a mask, and that is healthy in so we can't be fully who we are for everyone at all times because it's not safe. It's really not safe. It's so interesting. We're just having this conversation. How do we know who our real friends are? Our true friends, our true people, we can be fully present, fully we are, and let all our guards down. The longest time I thought, I'm just going to be all of me and you're going to get, and I was hurt or misused or just abused in certain ways. And it was because I wasn't acknowledging that certain people were unsafe. So I just want to put that in the context of what this means, even within the role of acceptance and commitment therapy, which I love to talk about. And I'm going to call acceptance and commitment therapy ACT instead of ACT, because I just have some funny quirks. Here we go again. And ACT reminds me of a standardized test that is taken in the Midwest. Well, I guess across the country here in the United States. I know I have darling listeners in other countries, so I want to put that into context. But ACT, we're called Acceptance and Commitment Therapy ACT. Really, this is a like an offshoot of cognitive behavioral therapy, but this really offers a path to living fully, to being, to yes, accepting our experiences, to committing to values-driven action, but it teaches us to acknowledge our thoughts and our feelings without judgment, without saying, ah, this is a good thought, this is a bad emotion, to move towards what matters. So this is really the work that we are invited into, is to say, this is my emotion, good or bad. I see it. I acknowledge it. You know, we talk about the five steps to feeling your feelings because I want to make it super simple. I know myself. I don't like having, quote, negative emotions. As an Enneagram 7, and we're going to get to the Enneagram in upcoming podcast episodes. I love talking about the Enneagram. And I realized I've never done that on the podcast. How odd is that? I give talks about the Enneagram, but yet I haven't talked about the Enneagram on this delightful podcast. But I know that fundamentally, I am afraid of pain. I'm afraid of feeling negative feelings. And so I will do everything in my power to feel differently, to quickly get to a resolution, even when I am not ready to get to resolution. And so what the power of acceptance and commitment therapy highlights is really in the work of seeing ourselves and in the practice of accepting those that which is all of us. Acceptance is at the cornerstone, inviting us to hold space for our thoughts and emotions without getting entangled in them. And that's the difference, is that we're going to acknowledge them, but we're not going to use them to either, you know, we're not going to overreact to them. This doesn't mean resigning ourselves to suffering, but rather acknowledging our current experiences as they are without excessive struggle. And by doing so, we reduce the power of those negative thoughts and feelings, creating room for more, I would say, affirming, life-affirming thoughts, feelings, and behaviors and actions. And then commitment, on the other hand, involves identifying what truly matters to us, our values, and then using that as a compass to guide our actions. So we're getting both thoughts, emotions, and actions. It's about making choices that align with who we are, who we want to be, getting into that wise mind and the life we wish to lead when faced with obstacles. So this aspect of ACT encourages us to live intentionally, pursuing goals, pursuing activities that bring us fulfillment and joy. And really, this empowers us to navigate all of life with flexibility and with resilience. And I think that is such a powerful model for navigating through courageous self-love, is flexibility and resilience. ACT really offers us an opportunity and a framework to embrace our vulnerabilities. And I just said that word without challenge. To accept our imperfections, to acknowledge them, and to commit to actions that enrich our existence. And so this is a therapeutic approach, yes, but I believe this is a real life way that we can say, okay, going to step fully. I'm going to accept, I'm going to acknowledge, accept, and I'm going to commit to being who I am, to making choices that align with who I am fully and completely. I'm not going to say yes to things. I'm not going to say no to things that are out of alignment or that are in alignment. And I'm going to live fully into who I am. I think it wasn't until I got sick that I wasn't always living fully. And then when I got sick, I had a great perspective, like sweet sassy. I mean, like, how much time do I get to live fully into who I am meant to be and was designed to be? I gotta get this together. I've got to become, work is in my becoming all of me at all times. So I want to really offer some practical steps towards self-love and acceptance, because I always believe that this podcast only works if it's practical, right? And some of the wisdom I gain here is from Dallas Willard's Renovation of the Heart. I don't know why I was Revolution of the Heart, because we've got Gloria Steinem on the mind too. But really understanding our core values and how we set boundaries from mindfulness, we think about strategies that help us align our lives with our deepest truths. And so we have actionable steps that inspire our own journeys towards self-love. So I want you right now to reflect on your own journey. So you've got that scale from 1 to 10 and where you're at. But what does courageous self-love mean to you? How can you take a step towards more profound self-acceptance? Maybe you want to pause this podcast and ponder, or share your thoughts with us through social media, or send me a direct message. I love hearing from you and really the way that this love is available to us, is calling out to us in all our at our deepest level. How do we courageously love ourselves when the world is saying other? And I love this poem. You might have seen it on my social media or heard me talk about it. It is Love After Love by Derek Walcott. Derek says, this is the poem. He doesn't say, this is the poem. If you are ready, I heard this on an NPR and probably 12 years ago, and it changed my life. Okay, enough commentary. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all of your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. But it is that, as Derek says, you will love the stranger again who was yourself. I'm about to run out of battery. So this is going to be a short, because I have so much more to say, but I want you to think about ability to be present to your own emotions. How do you do that? Be present to yourself. And that comes with mindfulness, really living in the present moment. Willard identified or emphasized the importance of solitude and silence in this practice, encouraging us to carve out moments in our day to be still, listen to our souls, to listen to our hearts, to connect with a sense of peace that transcends our immediate circumstances. It's in these quiet moments that we can hear the whispers of our true self guiding us towards acceptance and love. And I want to get into setting boundaries, which is an incredible way of self-love. But I believe that that is its own, deserves its own podcast. So what I'm going to do is hold that off. But I want you to remember that the impact of self-love, courageous self-love on a worldview, as we begin and as we continue to cultivate a practice of self-love and courageous self-acceptance, the lens through which we view the world begins to change. It changes profoundly. That we have a foundation, a deep foundation for compassionate relationships, which we're going to get into next week. We have resilience in the face of challenges, that we enable us to embrace life's up and downs with grace because we have grace for ourselves, that the journey to becoming ourselves is filled with challenges. We know that. And each obstacle is an opportunity for growth and deepened self-love. And really, the reason I'm following this episode up after the episode on what purpose is that self-love, self-acceptance, self-connection is possible. Nope, our purpose is possible when we have self-connection, self-love. It is only possible. That when we understand our worth, when we embrace our journey, we are allowed to step into our roles with confidence and joy. And so Willard notes that a heart aligned with its true purpose moves through the world with a sense of peace and determination, touching lives and making a difference in both ways, big and small. And that is the work we are doing, sweet friends. That when we love ourselves so much to step into our own purpose, we are changed. Our lives are changed. And then therefore, we have a profound impact on the lives of those around us. We pave the way for a life of connection, resilience, and purpose, transforming not only our own lives, but the lives of those around us. I'm reminded just of how we are each a light on this journey towards inward transformation, towards revolution from within, towards this courageous self-love. The path to self-love is both deeply personal and universally impactful. This is not for the faint of heart, sweet friends. This demands bravery, I don't know why that was hard to say, a willingness to confront our deepest fears and vulnerabilities with compassion and acceptance. Yet it is this courageous endeavor that we find our most authentic beings, souls, selves, whatever you want to call it, that our true essence shines beyond the masks and facades that we present to the world. We have to remember, and I say this again and again, and it seems like such a cliche, but self-acceptance is not the destination to be reached, but a practice to be woven into the inner fabric of our daily lives. These are gentle reminders. We are full of self-love to honor our needs, to honor our boundaries, to embrace our perfections, not as flaws, yes, as flaws, but as also facets of our unique beauty. As Dallas talks to us about, the renovation of heart is a divine collaboration, a dance between our willingness to grow and the transformative power of grace. So as we embark on this journey together, let us not underestimate the ripple effects of transformation. And we're going to get to this next week. The power of becoming ourselves not only liberates us, but empowers us to be beacons of light in a world that so desperately needs it. Beacons of love in a world that so desperately needs it. And our self-love becomes the wellspring from which flows our capacity to love others, to be, I didn't even get to loving one's neighbor as oneself, to build bridges of understanding and to create communities rooted in empathy and compassion. So I'm going to get to that in another, but I have like 20 podcast examples, but I just invite you again to just reflect Consider the steps that you can take today to nurture a deeper love and acceptance of yourself. Imagine, if you will, the possibilities that unfold when you align with your true self, grounded in love and propelled by purpose. The journey ahead is rich with potential, sweet friend. And it really, it requires what? A life of courage. So I just want to thank you for joining me today on the Lives of Courage podcast. It's always an honor to share the space with you and to be present to your exploration of the depths of courageous love. May that be self-love, the transformative power of self-acceptance. But I want to say, until we meet again next week, I want to invite you to stay curious, stay courageous. Embrace your journey with an open heart and remember that the most significant relationship you will ever cultivate, you will ever have, is the one you have with yourself. So again, it's the Kastong. I'm here for you. You can reach me at Lives of Courage on the Instagram. You can email me jessica.stong@gmail.com. I wish you love. I wish you And I wish you courage on the path to being your most authentic self. I'll see you next week. Thanks, sweet friends. And guess what? My battery held out. Okay, I love you all. I'll see you soon.